Councillor Baker, Councillor Pearce. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yeah, and also welcome back Councillor Patton. Even though you're here for the extraordinary honour, that's a form of acknowledgement, but welcome back, and won't be long before you're back in the chair. Any declarations of interest? Take that as nil. Alrighty, move on to the confirmation of the minutes. And there's two lots of minutes there. Obviously the one from the 15th of February, late last year, and also the 2nd of February this year. Do I have any changes or amendments to that?
No. There was the library was mentioned as to there was some motions for the library. Can we get a quick update on the library?
We might just move on to getting a mover and a seconder for the minutes, and can we address that maybe at the end of today's meeting?
Maybe the next report.
Maybe the next report, maybe in a Capital Works report, Councillor Pearce.
That's good.
So have a mover and a seconder, Councillor Mochler, Councillor Ridley, all those in favour?
Aye.
Let's move on. Okay, the first report there is the Capital Works quarterly update.
Yeah, Councillor, so important to note is the attachment to this report. As it's summarised there, we're progressing quite nicely with the amount of capital works we've been able to achieve in this first half of the year. Managing this is up till 31st of December. Obviously, well down what we've got budgeted, but we always expected that we wouldn't meet what we'd actually forecast because it is such a large capital works program. But we are progressing in the right direction and at around about that $3 million a quarter. So is there any questions in relation to any of the projects? We've got the directors here and Brian's here, and we'll be able to, whilst the report, the attachment has provided a bit of a snapshot, we'll take the first one on, which is the library project. So, Joe, over to you.
The library project. We're a little behind schedule for Greg. The concept stage is stretching out a little bit, and that's because we've got lots of feedback and lots of comment on that. But we are hoping to only have lost about maybe 6 weeks to 8 weeks on that process. And we've asked our architects to look at the full program to see whether or not we can actually catch up on that. And they've recommended that there are some things we can do in parallel. Which are, for example, while we're in that final DA period, stripping out the building so that the contractors can see what's in the building and that their quotes back to us for the construction work are less, as our architect's describing it, less risky because they can't come back and say we couldn't see that and therefore there's a variation. So we're exploring that with Dunn and Hillam. I think it's really important that we're really putting that effort into the concept stage because I think, as I've said, we don't want a 33-metre pool or a half-size basketball court. We want a really good library that meets your visions and goals for this project.
Thanks.
Just with the report as it's presented, and I'm very keen to see all the green stuff there, which means it's on target. Can I be confident in saying to the community that barring something untoward, all those green projects there will be completed?
By 30 June?
Let's put the pressure on.
It's a good question, Doug. I'm not going to throw the directors under the bus, but they have helped populate this. So if there's any specific projects, then I'd like to think that we can. So unless there's any different or any specifics there that the directors can answer directly,
It's
optimistic.
But if there's a chance of missing, I'd like the report to show that somehow. Because you have a look at those projects there, there's a fantastic range across the whole gamut of council's operation. But you've only got to go to speak on one, where you say, hand on heart, yeah, you know, we'll get that for the tour when, you know, CTC or whatever. And it misses because someone overlooked it or they can't get that colour door or whatever. So just, yeah, I think directors from a council point of view, don't just treat that as another flick and tick report, because I think there will be some accountability to it come June.
Any further questions in regards to the capital expenditure report? Any further questions? No?
There seems to be a few vehicles flat around there in each
department.
Each department's capital.
That one.
Are we sorting those out, Darryl?
There's three units in here. We've got the general fund, which usually sits underneath my budget, which is for our major plant plus the utes and the light vehicles. But there are different budgets for, say, Joe's area or other sections of council, which we're trying to roll them into one plant replacement fund, but because they're sitting under different budget controllers, that's why they appear in different sections of that report.
So I presume that will be addressed in minutes coming forward.
Well, we've already addressed it.
So.
No worries. Any further questions, councillors?
I'll move the notation.
Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right. Okay. Local roads and community infrastructure program. Julie, do you want me to stop so we can address this audio issue?
Okay.
Do you think it's working? Okay.
Would I like to move we to first standing orders or?
I think we have a seconder for that.
You have a seconder.
Okay. I'm going to speak first on this, because we're sort of probably doing this a little bit on the run. I think there's a fair bit of homework that needs to be put into a discussion of how we could achieve something bigger in your email. And I might prefer that if we can get a motion from the floor that lets us deal with this now, and then we actually come back and actually address this in a workshop sense, if that's a possibility. Yeah. So is there a... Do you want to add to that, Dave?
Oh, I think the purpose of the recording, I suppose, is that the question was around sealing of roads. Look, in the report, we've identified the state, the funding bodies are becoming very, quite pushy in getting projects finished on time, and there's a lot of projects that we need to do. So when we looked at this bucket of money, $700,000, we looked at what projects that we've currently got going that we could try to complete with some of this money, and also what the projects that we can do within the time frames that are available to us, given that these are to be finished by the 31st of December this year. So that was preface, after Darryl's discussions at the last workshop around the availability of roads, crews and contractors and the whole gamut of roadworks that we've got available or that we're trying to achieve this year. So so from that discussion, came up with these projects, which I think all have value and all are achievable.
Well, my email was driven by some of the projects. I but desirable with if you know what their place is. It seems to be unimportant things to me, like the Royal Museum is always going backwards to get people in there. Every town's got a Royal Museum and they're all battling with people. Concreting the walkway, you know, I think the blue metal works fine. You know, and this and you can go on to landscaping. $25,000 for the SES building, change for the play equipment. I think there's, like that road is an issue. It's been avoided for years, and I find it disappointing that these things are getting up time and time again, avoiding some pretty damn important infrastructure in the road. And if these get up, that's fine by me, but I think that something needs to be put in place as to how and when that road gets done.
So a couple of things around National Park Road. There's one, the DA, depending, the DA that's under assessment at the moment for the quarry up there.
Ralston
Quarry. I'm not sure what it's had, but, and then also, whether there's an opportunity for council to have that section sealed as a condition of consent because it could be a haul road. So Lindy, did you want to sort of just update the council on that?
Yeah, so is everyone aware about the quarry in shot, the Ralston quarry? So
that's the new one.
That's the new proposed one. So basically it's proposed to supply inland rail with product over 5 years, up to 500,000 tonnes per annum for the 5 year period. But based on what we've seen of the EIS, all the traffic comes back down through National Park Road, and there's a 4.5k section of unsealed road which would be impacted. So council put a submission in saying that either the developer or proponent seals that section of road or makes a contribution of 500k to offset that.
Where would the 500k go to?
That would go to sealing that section of 4.5 unsealed.
For either the inland rail or post?
So at the moment it's still with the consultant, they're still in the assessment phase of the project with the development. So it's still negotiating and request for further information back from the proponent.
So then does it go to Canberra Council or does it go to the planning
panel? So it'll go to the regional planning panel. So yeah. Regional planning panel is the determining authority and council is the consent authority. So council will prepare the report, put it up to the panel, they'll make the determination, then council will issue the condition of consent. So that's our opportunity with the submission to put our say forward for what we think might happen.
So if that doesn't get up, we're stuck with a road that costs a heap of traffic.
Yep.
And there's going to be hammered over that 5 year period.
Yep.
And we haven't got anywhere. Yep. Yeah.
That's why we put the submission forward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's no guarantee of that getting up.
And council will still have the opportunity to speak at the meeting, at the planning meeting.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea on time frame associated with that procedure?
No, they're still in that assessment phase at the moment, so they're still negotiating with the proponent.
So there's that issue then, and then obviously what we've spoken about briefly about, yeah, well, what's council's position on because of the sealing of new roads and how do we integrate that into our strategic thinking in the future budgets?
Where is that National Park Road up to becoming replied become a regional road?
I haven't seen an update on that process at this point, Darryl. Have you had any updates on that?
They've come back to us about the Tooraway and Doran Road, wishing us to put in a priority application for that, but there's no mention of National Park. So, and we haven't had any other correspondence regarding where we're at in the process.
Because the unknown factor too with the haul route for inland rail is where they've got the alignment and their haul routes, that potentially the trucks can go straight down the alignment. And it won't impact council roads, but that's undetermined at this point in time.
It wouldn't be the quickest,
no,
most direct route by far. I could, I doubt, I could
consider doing that.
I'm sure there'll be sections where they will, but
yeah, perhaps more sections.
Well, for the purposes of this report, there's a number of issues that are probably highlighted there, which I think probably need further discussion. But I think that we should give ourselves 10 minutes after today's meeting just to probably throw a few of those ideas around and how we can integrate them into future budgets.
Yep.
That's okay by other councillors.
Yeah, I think it's appropriate. So.
Yep.
Can I just go back a bit on history? I remember sitting in this chamber probably 8 years ago, and the situation at the Berrin Bullabrand Road was raised. You know, the condition of it, and how it was going to be treated. At that time, this is pre-grants, you know, been pretty common. Consideration was given to taking it back to a gravel road, which politically would have been a wonderful step.
Yeah.
And that, my thinking has been tainted by that ever since. That's my thinking needs to change. But to have a sealed road that is cut up like Leech's Creek is now, just at edging, like Berwick Bullabrand was, yeah, it's a pretty sad state of affairs. I think within council's budgets now, and God, what figure do I see today, total budget?
Capital.
Hmm.
35 million.
Yeah. That's on capital.
That's what
that is. Yeah, yeah, sorry. No, it's well beyond that. Things have changed. I think there's a real opportunity for us, perhaps in the new term of council, to, as you say, look at the roads hierarchy, reinvestigate that, reinvestigate our maintenance practices and what maintenance we're providing when.
Yep.
We've been blessed with two lots of NABCA funding to date, and it's going to keep raining.
Yeah. That's going to become an event.
Yeah.
And during the discussions, councillors, it would be good if we have the discussion on, you know, if we're talking about the road hierarchy and we're talking about sealing of new roads, what the criteria is on which, how you select a road, whether it be, you know, how does our asset planning or management come into consideration, traffic counts, road use, current maintenance expenses. You know, I think there's a bit more involved in sort of being able to form some justification as to why one road gets sealed over another, because no doubt you know, there'll be a fair bit of scrutiny around it. And there seems to be some justification, I believe, anyway.
Yeah. Can I just point it? Get a little bit of a knot in my guts when I look at this report here, is I look at things like, you know, the SES land stable of 25 grand, and been up there for a walk around the other day, that my belief was they were happy to continue to carry the basket from here on in. And I think as a council and as a community, we've already put a huge amount of money into this project that was probably unbudgeted. So for me, I'd be quite happily withdraw that $25,000. And picking up on Councillor Pitt's comment around the $120,000 for concrete along the windmill walk, I would have thought we could actually fund that from other agreements, like from the RMS around the cycle and pathway fund. So I'd happily put a line through that.
I'm thinking that it's not possible to do all this work. So it's spreading the workforce by doing some of these jobs in town, where it's a rural museum or SES, they're not out on the road, so and that sort of keeps everybody employed. That's one sort of positive for the way it's been written up here. But we've got a lot of money for roads. Only a job to spend all that.
Sorry, what was that, Carl?
Well, you've got a lot of money, flood damage money for doing the roads. They're not sealing roads, I know that, but we get them up pretty good order.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't be possible. I think I read the email, it was end of June next year. All this has got to be spent. And is it possible to do it?
Well, that was a fair consideration when we put these projects together, and after we workshopped it the first time and we put this report together, that was a fair consideration for how we're going to do it. To take Councillor Walker's point about the SES, the SES won't give any more money to the project. They've currently got to fit the building out, and the volunteers themselves have actually offered up to do the landscaping themselves. So hence the reason why I thought, well, there was an opportunity for Council to, you know, people do a lot of volunteering already in the community, whether, you know, there's a little bit extra support would go a long way. Same with the shade in the playground. There's an outstanding issue there, and whilst we've spoken about trees in the park, there's been a rethink about that based on the usage and on what part of the day it gets the hottest and where it's shade and where it's not shade. So we're thinking that there's an opportunity to complete that project. Same with completing the SES. We've got a beautiful building up there, and it'd be a shame to see it. Not finished on the outside, which it will detract from the building. The concrete. We've got a number of buckets of money for concrete at the moment, and we looked at this as to say, well, how can we bundle this together as one big project that we can deliver in the time frame? And given that. So much effort and time is looking at the Kew Heritage Precinct, the Rural Museum Precinct. We've got the prospects of Freedom Camping. We've got the prospects of our adopted or activating the main street through the walkway and trying to encourage more people into the CBD from that area. So that's some of the methodology that we used when we were considering these projects, of trying to complete things that are identified within our activation plan, trying to complete projects that are close to finishing, and trying to complete things that are within the budget and time frame that we have available. So that was the reason.
Anyway, councillors, it's probably, we're throwing a bit of stuff here in the room, so maybe it's time to resume, get back out of standing orders and have a normal council meeting code.
Yeah, I'll move that way.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
And there's a recommendation in regard to the community infrastructure round 2. I'll move that we adopt that, the recommendation. And in so doing, flag with council and staff.
So this is point 2?
Yeah, just a point 2. Flag the council and staff with our... We review our strategic direction on our road classification, maintenance and opportunities to seal Bunsey Road.
Hierarchy there,
yeah.
Councillor Butler.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to speak, Mr. Chair.
Any speakers against that? No? All those in favour?
Aye.
Move on. Right, our review of policies. This is pretty standard that we do this every year.
Pretty straightforward, Councillor.
No major changes that you want to talk
just
about?
Just like present the recommendation as submitted.
I'll move that.
We have a second of that, Councillor Lockhart, Councillor Wrigley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move on to the quarterly operational plan review to the 31st of December.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Once again, I've got to apologise for the lateness of the attachments. We'll improve on that.
It is a challenge, isn't it?
It is.
It's a challenge.
Yeah,
111 pages.
Yeah. Is there any questions you've got today, Autumn?
How are the councils reported?
Oh, through you, Mr. Mayor, we certainly will be reviewing, but we think Councillor Batten, given that September we're going to be going through a full review again of the plans, that will, if you like, limp through to limp, and then, but it's already been raised with me, and I think we're going to have a discussion, myself and the Director of Community Services, with another councillor that has come up with a bit of a streamlined approach.
Because it's our reason for existence, isn't it? Operational plan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Councillor Lefford had a quick question.
Well, back on the on page 20 on the open, we talk about unpaid rates, 45%, but that's for only half a year. Is that the case, Neil? That, like, there's still 6 months to go to be for the 100%,
that,
what that means?
Yeah, we're on a different report there, but that's correct,
yeah.
Councillor Mudford is. At this point, what we're doing is basically forecasting, really, because we're halfway through, we're up to that second instalment.
Yeah, so it's going pretty good.
It looks to be.
Yeah.
It looks to be coming back on track is the answer.
Track,
yeah. Yeah.
So let's just deal with the report that's currently on page 9, which is operational plan. There's no further questions in regards to that. No. Look for whoever in a second.
Yeah.
Councillor Mudford and Councillor Beard. All those in favour? Aye. And I think Councillor Mudford, your question could be more directed around the quarterly budget review.
Yeah,
Neil's
answered
that. Over to probably Guy. You got any questions? Or?
No, I don't have any questions.
Are you going to tell us something about it? Or any councillors got any questions?
It's all there.
Probably.
So, I do notice that NADRA funding there, if I read it right, was $8 million. Is there another slice of that to come? I read your page 8 on the full quarterly budget, which shows $8 million, you know, subsidy.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the $8 million was an estimate at the beginning of the year. We now know that it's up around $12 million. But having said that, we know already from a lot of the rates that we've done that probably $12 million won't be the full figure, because we're getting the work done for, you know, fairly reasonable rates compared to, you know, what was estimated. Which has been handy because in the ongoing wet weather we've had the opportunity to go back and do second and third bites of the cherry.
Yeah. Just to add to that, Doug, it is an in and an out, so whether the figure is $12 million or $8 million, it's paid back on actuals, so it has no net difference to the overall budget result.
Mm.
Is there any further questions in regards to the quarterly budget review?
I'll move it to be adopted.
On page 19. Moved by Councillor Batten. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second.
Yeah.
Councillor Mudford. All those in favour? Aye. Okie dokie. We'll move on to SEN rates and charges. Mr. Elchin.
Yeah, and I'll also call on Mr. Ellen here, Mr. McNally Ellen, who put it together for me. But basically, we're halfway through the year, so we are projecting at this point in time. But based on the current figures, it appears that we're coming back towards a ratio that would be acceptable to us with the percentage of outstanding rates. So as we reported at the end of 2019-20, I think it climbed to around about that 11% or a little bit over. We usually run at about 6 or 7, and it looks like it's coming back towards that as the drought finishes, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So, for clarification, councillors, the interest-free period finished at 31st of December?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. How well publicised is that to the general community?
Probably not at all by us at this point, because we also didn't publicise it.
That it was.
It was a state government initiative, but that's probably a fair point, is that we could publicise that at the moment just to make people aware that interest-free period is over. That's probably a fair point.
It's on your rate notice, isn't it?
Through you, Mr Mayor. Yes, it is, Councillor Mudford, but I guess if I read you right, Mr Mayor, the point is, I guess, that some people may, well, like they say, that rate notice at the beginning of the year, and that's the last time they take notice of it, and if they aren't aware that that is only for a set period for the 31st of December, potentially could lead to some issues for us and them down the track. If we don't at least potentially put it in our block out or something like that, that the we could come up with something there, I think, Mr. Mead.
Yeah.
I would think to bring clear attention.
Yes.
Would it be to the individual's attention, or
for each one?
How hard would it be to send out with the rate reminder? You know, just reaffirm the government's legislation reports is about.
Mm-hmm.
And think that it's now.
It's kind of like a letter from the mayor or something, or a...
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, we could actually just, as you said, attach it to an instalment reminder.
Yeah.
That would be cost effective.
Yeah.
However, I would point out that does mean that wouldn't go out until the next instalment.
Until May now, so we've got one that's already coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah.
So it won't come out towards the end of the financial year.
Yeah.
You're in May, you know, $29, you got a free hit, that's over, don't get caught in your pants anymore, or else. And have a look, you're right.
Yeah.
Even something in the Guild Weekly you would say to not ignore an issue.
Okay. So I can certainly discuss that with the general manager.
We'll come up with something here. Right. No further questions in regards to the report there and the outstanding rates and annual charges.
I'll move the recommendation.
Have a seconder for that. Councillor Mudford. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Let's just move on to the minutes of committee meetings for adoption. So we've got Aged Care, Disability Services and Economic Development Committee.
Just with the Aged Care Committee.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we didn't have a quorum again.
Sorry, are you referring to the Aged Care or Disability Services?
Disability Services, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
And there was discussion at that meeting in regard to both the opening of the new SBA and the naming of it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we went back and looked at the work that had been referred to around naming, and it was quite some time ago that it was done, and it gave us a list of Wiradjuri names and some Latin names. And the general manager had a discussion with Deirdre about that, and what we thought we would do is revise that, do a little bit more work around naming. So that's why it's going to be there.
Well, Dad, that will workshop this matter.
Okay, I just want the council to be aware that it is proposed to invite Dr. Gilchrist to open the facility. At this stage, there's no name.
All of the other homes have been bought, been referred to by their address.
Yeah.
They've never actually had a name.
Curable.
Some of them actually do. So, sorry for you, Mr. Mayor. They do have names, but we do actually just talk about 10 years and 49 years.
Yeah.
But they do have names.
Okay.
And because of where this one is, right on the corner of Warren and Warren, we're looking at that corner being quite visible, much like the preschool development, doing something very nice on that corner and having the name, so it's going to be a lot more prominent.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. And as David said, I think it's a great one to workshop, because another comment that's been made is, can we actually name each of the pillars within it, as well as the facility itself, so that the residents are living in something that's going on. Yeah. And any comments on the Aged Care Committee, Mr. Mayor?
No,
Can I take the opportunity to update Council to let them know that we have just sold for the three villas?
Oh, congratulations.
In the last 2 weeks. And we also have four new residents who are coming in for respite, and we're very hopeful that they will become permanent. So by the next quarter, we could be coming to you and saying you've got too many people.
And Joe, you have a new manager.
And yesterday we confirmed with everyone, it's official, Narelle Broadway has accepted the offer of the position, and she'll start on the 8th of February. So, yes, things are looking up.
That's great.
Okay. If there are no further questions in regards to those committee meetings for notation, there's a recommendation on page 31. Councillor Mudford. Councillor Wrigley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Reports for information and notation. There is a statement of bank balances.
Just for you, Mr. Chair, if I could.
Yeah.
There is an error with the bank balances. Jack Towny Hostel is actually up $41. It's not correct. So they are $952,041.
Oh, you're close then.
Yeah.
So apologies for that. Yeah.
Well, we just have to make sure that is adjusted. Outstanding matters from previous council meetings.
Can we bring this mud disrose to a head somehow?
We would like to bring it to a head. Yeah. I'll let Julie speak to that one. Julie's been doing the grunt work.
Yeah, look, I ring every month or two or follow up, and it's just, can I say, a comedy of errors?
Just send him a bill, Mr. Mayor, for the grading array.
Can we do that?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Within
our McKenzie
program? If you grade a private grade, you'll send a bill. So send him a bill.
We were also... It was also going to be followed up through the Rural Fire Service. Which David might follow up at the next meeting.
So it's got to National Parks, they're aware of it.
Yeah.
And it's gone to Lands.
Look, I think it went to the Minister, and then we had a change of Minister and it got lost, and then they've had to do it again. It's
Councillor Batten, taking your point, we will follow it up again and try to bring it to a head.
Yeah, okay, we'll put my hand to something. Yeah. If you're scared.
Otherwise, you change the name of the road.
Much for texture.
And then there's the development applications.
Meanwhile, we're there, the opening road of our early estate, what's happened there?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's currently with the surveyors to get it registered with the Lands Title Office.
Coming off the road or down the side of it?
It's just an because council's block is a battle axe block, and to further the road, it was basically just to create the road opening. So it's not going to physically form it, it's just a road on paper.
Right.
But we had to go through that process because of the battle axe block.
Thanks.
So there's a recommendation there that those reports be noted on page 38. Moved by Councillor Baker, seconded by Councillor Peer. All those in favour? And then there's some category B correspondence there from St Joseph's School. And that report also be noted.
Yeah.
Councillor Lockhart, Councillor Riglett. Well, that's a nice, easy council meeting at